accepting the truths. Good afternoon again, and it is my joy to welcome you all of you. Today my topic is rather mundane, but it is not ordinary because it has aspects that will intrigue you, I hope. Many absent friends of mine, we have often discussed our labour, and many times we have pondered the implications of service. We have on occasion deliberated the inability of many to see clearly. One would think that when one arrives in our world of spirit, where the mind is paramount and where everything is clearly seen, no matter whatever aspect you're in, you would think that people would say, "Yes, I am in a different life, in a different place." Though many see the changes that are wrought in themselves and the area in which they have arrived, their minds are so full of their life and its experiences that they cannot be persuaded to cast aside their own image of how it should be. And it is very extraordinary indeed that they cannot be persuaded to cast aside their views, and so we have to leave them to their own devices and wait and wait and watch. Now you, I am sure, have wanted many times to explain your beliefs to others. Sometimes you have a willing listener, and at other times you have a stone wall. Well, these stone walls are the people we are with today. You know how it is. You cannot proceed. It is the same with us, for we have to leave them. But we watch and we wait. As you know, most people have others who have preceded them into the realms of spirit, and so they have their friends and relatives to consult. Now, if you have friends who have preceded you, you would be sure they would have listened and learned. But their minds are so filled, and have been so for so long, that even friends and relatives can't make headway. You would say to yourself, "Well, this is very extraordinary. How could it be possible? If it is visible, and their friends, and their father, mother, or aunts, uncles, have been before and have experienced life, and yet they cannot believe." Many think that religion has a hold on many people, and it does. But you would believe that with reasoning, for you have a mind and a will to reason. You would think that with reasoning people, you could reach some conclusion. But at least if it is different, it is another dimension. There should be a reason for the changes, and if they are not what they believe, you would think they would wait and perhaps consider later. It will change later into what I believed or desired. But no, there are people in our world who have been there for a long, long period, many years, and yet they do not change. We have people who have been in Victorian days on earth who will not change. You have people who have been so ingrained with thoughts that they cannot and will not cast them aside. Now, many believe that we can do anything, that we have all the knowledge because we are spirit, and that anything is possible. I am revealing that it is simply not so, because in our realms you have free will as you have it here. You have free will to stay as you are, free will to expand and grow. We do not force any soul out of their thinking if they do not wish it. We wait and wait because we have so much time. In the meantime, they can live whatever way they wish. They can live with their friends. They can pick up a little something here and there, and maybe a little grain will take root. This is our wish, that in their everyday living, something will be picked up that will set them on the right path. Your lives, as I told you last time, are touched by about everyone you meet. So it is in our realms. You are the product of all that you hear and that all that you hold to yourself. So it is in our world. On many occasions we have to create conditions that would seem rather magical to you in the hope that this will help. Sometimes we create scenes of long, long ago, perhaps bringing about a scene of time on earth when the Nazarene was here. We have a large number of people congregate in one place, and then we will have a play, as it were. We will create scenes of long ago, but we can create, as it were, actual time and scene. It will look like the exact terrain. People will be dressed exactly as they were then. Then it will be enacted, and the truth will be seen as it really was in those days. Scene after scene will come about, and they will see they become enthralled, we hope, and they will listen and learn. These are some of the ways we use. If you go to a play, you have scenery. You are accustomed to these things, but if you saw scenery that was alive, scenery that looked warm and glowing, everything so real, you could be there in that exact place. Imagine this, as if you were transported into another land. So these are the methods we use. Thus, you see our patience is very strong, and we try these ways and others. Sometimes this will work, but the many, many questions come. Why is it we have been taught differently? Why is it that you are showing us this, and yet we are taught differently? So we have to say that the words of mankind are often tinged with his own thinking. The Bible often leads you into avenues of thought, and they are sometimes true, sometimes tinged with truth, and sometimes they are shadowed. It depends on the servant and on his ability. But we have all knowledge. Many of us have lived in those days. It is those we employ who act out the life of days gone by. You know how the Nazarene employs many to show that he is not the highest, how he has many around him from his own sphere, and those higher and higher to show that he is not Lord of all, but he is a very shining being in his own right, as are many others. You too in time will reach such heights. You too will then understand that all mankind, from the very lowest, can rise to great heights. No one is denied. No one should be limited by thoughts that hold you back and suppress you and lead you into avenues of fear. You have a mind. Learn how to reason, to think so you will not be trapped into dark areas from whence you cannot come forth. It is very difficult when you are surrounded by so many thoughts, so many words, so many avenues of thought in these days. So many with psychic ability, not all knowledgeable, but with some ability. Everyone should walk slowly, carefully, through these avenues, because the servant who has patience, because much has to be learnt of human nature, will always become the most able. It takes a long, long time to understand your fellow man and woman. Your peers are all different, and all are walking their own pathway. Each of you will grasp that which is comfortable to you, but comfort is not always the answer. The person who seeks the truth will seek for love, will seek the person who brings the knowledge and study, and wait and learn. All servants reveal themselves in time. All learn who is before you, who is beside you. You learn this about your friends, about your peers. All who are in spirit, or in your orbit, in time you learn. So be patient and wait, and the answers will come to you when you seek truly. The pure knowledge that comes from the highest sources. That pure knowledge is simple. It is love. Love is a word that has many, many meanings. But the pure love, the greatest mind of all, spirit mind, the perfect mind that you name God, the mind that is overwhelmingly wonderful and misunderstood by many. Many cannot understand. You seek, but where is the mind? This wonderful, wonderful mind. It is within you. It is everywhere. It is around you. It is in the rain and the sun, in the night and the day, shadow, darkness, stones, cliffs, mountains, sea, stars, planets, grass, seeds. Every single part of creation is part of that mind. If this mind is so wonderful, why do people thresh around seeking God? Where? Putting God by their side in the way they see a man, giving man's qualities. Qualities that are mean, envy, criticisms, jealousies, everyone thinking God smites and is angry. How could a mind that is so full of power, who creates every single atom, every single seed and grain of sand, how could that mind be encompassed about by any single mind here or anywhere on earth? Do you see what I mean? How can you comprehend any part? I cannot, in all my knowledge from what I have seen, where I have been, put it all together. Yet, as I go forward and I find this and that and more, and yet I am amazed and full of wonder. When I find people who come from your earth who are struggling to cast aside that which they have been taught here by mankind, they are held back by the little things that should not hold them. Little things, little words. Yet it is the littlest word. The Son, the Son, the Son of God, that holds people back so much, this Son of God. It is a very sad thing, for we would lift people up so they can enjoy and are released and are free, where they see themselves as part of the whole. When they are uncluttered and feel absolutely free, and then their minds can encompass these things that are around them. Then they can understand how the mind is paramount and how it can give you great pleasure. They can understand us when we appear before them in brilliance, yet step forth from that brilliance and be seen. They can understand why we have a world that is as real as this world is. Yet where is it? They ask. Where am I? Why is it I have left? And I am not on the earth, yet I am in a world. Many ponder these things, so teachers take them on a journey. Helpers, aides, so they are taken on a journey and told to keep alert. They are shown many things in our world that will explain the earth to them. We have museums, believe it or not. We have places that will teach. It is very necessary when we have people who will not believe. We have to take them through life, way back in time, and bring them forward through the lives of many on the earth, through the Bible, but in acting and in books. So you see, it isn't a simple matter of someone leaving this earth and coming to ours and having instant understanding. This is why I wish that all of you here understand that when you come with your knowledge, you do not expect to have instant conversion. The pathway of the servant, even in our world, is difficult. That is why you need patience. This land in which you dwell will teach you patience somehow. You find that if you are impatient, that life has little lessons for you here and there. You say to yourself, this is taking a long time. But you are learning. All the processes of life are bringing you to that state of patience and understanding. The more you have, the better servant you will be, both here and there. It is not good to get into a state of frustration here or there. One has to be very understanding of people and give them pity instead of frustration. How sad it is that a person can stand before you and be able to cast aside earthly teachings. It is a very sad thing indeed, and while you want to take comfort and take them in your arms, because truly they are often very nice people and you want to comfort them, for you feel so sorry for them, while they know you love them, and while they know you are patient, and although they know that you will come again and again, yet they still find it difficult. So whenever you come up against these stone walls, don't be afraid or too bothered, because we do it too. The thing is, we are always aware that there are people in this world who are so conditioned that they cannot change. But the servant who understands that there are people who are ready will be happy at times, because those who are ready will appear. How often do you unexpectedly meet someone who is so anxious to discuss that which you believe? Other times when you have been a little wondering when to speak, and you do, and you find that the person already has some knowledge. People are so afraid to give forth of that which they believe when it is different from the normal. But I'm sure you find that if you're still, and you will find that you are aware of the exact time when to speak and when to keep quiet. Your guardian will of course guide you in this difficulty. Now, there are many here who wish to help in our world when life is over. This is why I am speaking this way today, that the way of the servant is not easy. It is never easy. It is not simplified either. So be unafraid and know that these conditions are created by thoughts, by conditioning, and the world is full of people who will not change, not for a long time. When you pass over, you find yourself in a place that is very much like your own land, and everyone does so you are unafraid when you arrive, and so you see grass, flowers, trees, shrubs, people. And these people come towards you, and they are your relatives, and they are all full of joy, and they're laughing, and they say, welcome, welcome. You look at them and you're looking for their wings, for the clouds, and for all the things that you have been taught for, the saints and the music and the singing. There you are in a place that is very much like your own land. How can this be heaven? It is very nice, you will grant this. It feels good. You look at yourself and you look different. You have a body, clothing, hands, nails, and you are yourself. And your relatives are. But are they? You look again and you see, yes, they are. But what is this? They are becoming younger. They are more pretty, the ladies at least, and the men are more handsome. You see changes in their expressions. There is a freedom, a poise, a loosening. I hope you understand what I say. There are no cares. It is as if all had been wiped off and there is a serene face looking at you. But wonder upon wonders, what is this I see? The eyes, they are different. Now you say, how can our eyes be different? But they are. Our eyes in the spirit world are different inasmuch as they change with growth as you proceed. You know how a baby's eyes are very large and they seem to be all colour and little white. In our world, the eyes take on this kind of look. As you grow forward, you see people from high places and light comes from their eyes, even from such places as three. It will not be so brilliant, but light seems to leave their eyes and sparkle. You may think this rather odd, but it doesn't seem odd to us. It is rather beautiful. It is hard to explain it. So one sees these things, sees the changes, the flesh, which seems more beautiful. It is not inhabited by those things we don't like on earth. It is smooth, no handicaps. All those things you paid money for on this earth have cleared away. There are none of these. So you have this refined body, hair glowing, healthy looking, yet they do not understand, you see. But you would think, seeing these changes, and seeing how the relatives and friends have changed in their bodies, on how in time they will meet higher beings. They do not look much different from those around, but you sense their power, because no matter where we are in the spirit world, if we come down, we have to lower our vibrations, you see. So we look much like the people in my area, when we descend. But you sense that we are different. You sense our great age, eh? But we look young. You sense a difference in you see, and you would think that all this seeing that people would accept when they hear it from their relatives, know what they do, see how people travel, simply by taking off and a light will flash and they are gone. The things they see and yet they cannot accept. This may seem very strange to you, but you know yourself that there are people on this earth who see things before them and yet they will not believe them. You see things sometimes, but you do not believe the evidence of your own eyes. If you were on the earth and you had lived a good life and you arrived in the area Summerland, as earth people speak of, or four areas ahead, well, if you arrived in that place, you would think it was the most beautiful day you had ever seen. The most beautiful day you had ever seen in all your existence, if you arrived there from the earth. You would say, how heavenly, and it is very beautiful. But you will not stop there, although it is very beautiful. Would you think when you arrive in this place of beauty, similar to those beautiful summer days you can imagine, and everyone arrayed in lovely raiment, with colours, everyone radiantly happy, would you not think that people who arrived here would have some understanding? Well, there are those who arrive in this place who cannot understand. This is hard to understand indeed, but I am showing you this because mankind has to come to it in his own time. In his own time. No one can push another into a belief when he is not prepared to do it. It is one of the lessons that is very hard to accept in our world. I have heard many people say that when a certain person died, then he or she would see. Yes, maybe, because they will arrive at the place they have earned. But if it is not a happy place, they will certainly understand that their ways on earth did not set them free. They will not understand why they are not in a more ordinary hell. They will wonder why they are in darkness or in grayness, in a boring life. But they will not cast their own thoughts from themselves. Teachers go into these dark places, brave souls, They have such love that they will brave the enemy, as it were, because these people do not care for light. If you approach a person who is dark and you say, "Brother, I come to help you, to show you why you are here and how you can remove yourself from this place," often we have curses and are told to leave. We do not come too close. We cast a light and speak through this light. Would you imagine a person striving to stay in darkness when he is given the choice of light? When he can make it, of course, through the knowledge given? You would reasonably expect a person to change, for who loves darkness or greyness such as you have today? It dulls the senses. If you look out, you see grey. Would you like to live in this always, for hundreds of years? No. You know the sun will shine again, so you do not fear it. You know it will shine again. But for a person to live in that for hundreds of years and not change, simply because they will not try, will not attempt to try, and prefer to stay in their own horrible hate, it is hard to understand, but people do prefer these states of beings. They will not leave, and they do not like people who have a shining light. Sometimes we teach them without their knowing. This is usually the way used to try and help them. The method we use with many people who simply will not change in the spirit world is simply to direct them from above, unknown to themselves. It is similar to having a guardian on earth. We send them thoughts and they are unaware of it. We hover above and we teach them, and they think it is their own thoughts. In this way, we often can have access and success. Sometimes they act upon the thoughts that are there, and sometimes they reject them, especially when they are in the darkness. But I assure you, the time comes when they do change. It may take a long time for some, but in time they will. It is this method that is the most successful. When we attempt it at first by speaking through the light, it is to show them that we love them, that they are our brethren. This is very important. No matter how lowly a person is, one must show that you love them. And we do. If this does not succeed, then we try the method of the mind, leading them unknown to themselves. This we find is the most successful method for children too, when they reach the age of 13 or 14, when they become very independent and want to live their own life. Then we guide them unknown to themselves. In this way, we can lead them into the avenues that are better for them, according to their own type. This is very important, for each one of us is an individual, as you know, and each one of us seeks in a different way, sees everything differently. And so we have to lead everyone according to their light, according to their knowledge. So you can see that the work you do will not always be face to face, but can be done from above. This requires a lot of patience, but when one succeeds, the reward you feel is good. When you see them helping a soul, it is a wonderful feeling when you help them and they change. You feel it has all been worthwhile. As you have no time, you are not burdened by having to return to cook the dinner or make the breakfast, do the shopping or go to your place of work. You can take as long as you wish. You will not feel hungry, sleepy or lazy, or weary at all. You will simply do it because that is simply your joy. You understand? It is your joy to work. In our world, there is such a long, long time we do not even think of it. There is no time. So you can work for a long time and be unaware that you have expended such time. It is hard to explain, but you are unaware that time is passing as it is. You do not consider time. So it is as if you had all day, maybe 3 days and no night, to go on with something, to go on and on without wearying, without needing sleep, without eating. So enthralled by the mind you are working with, so enthralled by the passages of that mind. When you have a child and the child is growing, you watch it develop. When it speaks, it is learning from all around it and you marvel. You think, how clever, and sometimes you think, how stupid too. But these are the ways of life. Your child is learning as you have in all this growth. You too have your guardian guiding you. His joy is great when you listen and walk in the pathway as he wishes that you would. He cannot make you. All he can do is try and help you. Then, when we were all together, as I said before, my companions and I, and we discuss these things, and we are all different experiences. Many other stories. This is one story that came from one of my companions. The story of a young man who had lived on the earth until he was 21 and then died suddenly in an accident. He came to our world and he said words that I will not express because the words of the world are different from ours. But he said what his eyes saw he couldn't believe, and was he dreaming? He was on the area that is known as 2. Not the next area to you here, but the area after that. It is quite nice. It has the aspect of a day on earth that is warmly sunny, and with that hazy sunshine of a real summer's day. You know what I mean, that hazy kind of light that is nice, you know. So he finds himself there, and it looks so much like his land. He wanders around and comes upon a group of young people. He thinks he comes upon them, but he is led there by his own guardian. He sees these people and is a bit nervous. Finally he approaches them. He stands there. They see him and they say hello, and he goes over. They see by his clothing that he has just arrived, for he is in earth clothes. Well, he could be sleeping, because many people arrive in our world and are asleep and are there in their earth clothing, similar to what they were normally. They look at him and they get to talking, and they find out that he has been killed in an accident. He tells them that he died very suddenly. He was standing there and was this car, but his body was there. He was also there. No one heard him when he spoke and said, "I am not dead." They could not understand. His guardian was there, fortunately, and led him away. He was in such a dazed state that he didn't understand that he was moved away. The guardian was working on his mind. The guardian let him sleep for some time, for his spirit body to recover from the shock. Then he spoke, "This is where we brought you." And he did not understand where he was. These young people were his type, and they soon put him at ease. They began telling him about their own lives and their own experiences. Gradually he understood he was in the spirit world, that he was in the place where he would be for a long time, that he did not need to have any worries, that he could live there free, as it were. He thought that it would be very nice. He asked, "What do we do here?" So they took him around and showed him everything that was to see: houses, trees, quiet places, townships, no roads as you know them, no cars, feet walk on grass. He thought it was very nice indeed. This went on for quite some time. Then he became very bored, as youth do. His guardian was aware of this and watched him keenly. So one day he found himself in a quiet place to which he had walked. He saw a man walking towards him, a man in robes of a certain colour. He looked at this man and said to himself, "Who is this?" He felt a certain kinship. He did not understand his feelings as he watched this man, but as the man came closer, he spoke to him and said, "My son, I have been with you many, many years on the earth." He explained that he had been his guardian and had been looking after him since he arrived in the spirit realms. He said, "Now, my son, I know that you are feeling rather bored. You would like to see what life holds for you here." They talked about the young man's mind and how he had been and how he was alert, how he liked to explore the earth and seek knowledge about nature, how he liked to travel in quiet places and look at the flowers and trees and try to understand them, how he loved all things of the earth. So he took him to a place of what he saw filled him with delight. It was as if he were in a valley, and the valley was clothed in beautiful flowers, but this was the valley of the mind. What had happened was this. He took the young man on a journey of the mind, and he thought he was travelling, but he was still in the place where he had first been and had seen his guardian. What was happening? He was travelling in a thought stream. His guardian took him in a thought stream into this valley, and it was so lovely. Such flowers he had never seen, such colours. He saw many people clad in brilliant raiment, and they were different from himself. he saw far off what looked like a city gleaming in the light. He marvelled. Then it ceased, and the guardian explained that what he was seeing was a place ahead of him, a place that he could earn by his own efforts, where he would see such beauty as he had never experienced. He said, "You see beauty here, and you marvel, but the beauty ahead of you is beyond your understanding." He explained to him that if he had served humanity where he was, he could go onward and onward. He said, "I will take you to a place where there are people, and these people are very narrow in their outlook. I want you to walk amongst them and say little, but listen. Do not let your mind wander. Stay very still and simply listen. Allow me to be the spokesman." So they travelled by thought to a certain place, and here were people who had arrived but lately from the earth. A group of people in a very narrow religion. So they moved amongst them and they listened. The young man marvelled, because when he had been on the earth he did not believe in any religion. He had not been brought up in any religion. He simply learned from life. So when he listened to these people, he could not believe what he was hearing. It was so narrow and held them in such a grip. He said, "Can it be that I lived amongst people like this and was unaware? They are nice people. They are not lowly." They were not high, he could see, but they were not lowly according to his knowledge, something similar to his own growth. But why were they so unhappy? He could feel their vibrations and all this unhappiness and dullness. Then his guardian explained their earth, life on earth, how their lives had been, how they had been taught, how they had been conditioned. Now they were in the spirit world and they would no longer return to that life on earth. And how they were living in a place where the mind worked, and then they would see God in every aspect of life, if they would but gaze upon it and take part in it. So his guardian taught him to be unafraid, to go forth and mingle with other people, to listen and learn. He said to these people, "Come with us and I will show you." He took this group out into a common place where people walked. He put them down. "Sit here and listen." They listened. They heard people talking and they seemed happy and free. "Now do you see that you can be free and happy in this place and have no fear? So listen. Stay here and listen for many days." We have to speak thus when people first come, for these are the words they understand. When we say, "This will be your life now and for always," we cannot immediately tell them about reincarnation. It would frighten them out of their wits, so we have to give to them slowly. So the young man watched all this with wonder, and when, after some time had elapsed, the guardian went to fetch him, and he brought him back to this place, and there were the people. But this time when they returned, they had other people with them. There was a larger group. They stood above them, a little to one side, and they listened. They heard people who had been as themselves, helping them. It was good to listen to. They were wrapped in thought. They were very attentive. And the young man's guardian said, "It seems that we will have little to do here. It is good." He listened for some time. "You see, I was the same, but I found out." They explained it in their own language. They explained how they saw it. It was better they did, because they were now with their own kind. So it went on, and they were aided. The young man and his guardian did not need to help that group. Now, that was one of the easy times. You see, it is not always difficult, but it can be. I am showing you that it can be simplified if the conditions are right. So you see, depending upon the person, depending upon the depth of his knowledge, the depth of his understanding, then your problem will be a similar one. You will have more difficulty or less. You can be sure that you will never, never have the same problem twice. I am sure that these words I have spoken will help you in your understanding of life here, that you must not expect too much of anyone too quickly, that it needs patience, understanding and love. If we have this ability, we will find that life will not be a burden. We will find that patience will bring tranquility. You will find that you will have all the time that you need. Do not worry if a person will not accept your knowledge immediately, or in a few days or weeks. If they say no for all time, knowing that we have lots of that time. But as you will say, better they learn in this place, the place that is your challenge. Indeed it is, but if it cannot be, then we must take up the burden. Now at all times remember that every single soul is beloved of the Father. No matter what your opinion is of that person, he or she is a child of creation. No matter how lowly, no matter how ignorant, that person has a right to struggle also, has a right to learn. I know there are people who will cast life aside lightly, as if it were of no account. Just the same, that is their decision, and they will have other opportunities. But it is very difficult to learn that every soul can come into its own at its own speed. Remember, there is time that you can have for another life, and you can try again and again. But better that you do it, of course. But the thing is that we are speaking here of these people who you fear will never make it. When you see people hurting themselves over and over, and you think their lives are destroyed, remember that in every single being there is some spark. No one is totally bereft of humanity. You will see that there are people who have cast aside humanity. Yes, that is true, but they are casting themselves away from life. There are always people of this kind, but we are considering today those people who will eventually climb out of the darkness or the greyness, whatever dullness they are in, and finally will grasp the light. You may be responsible for this, you may be responsible for lifting them out, but if it is a slow process and you grow weary, let it rest a little and then return. There are many ways of teaching, many ways of giving help, mainly from example, from your own life, from little words that fall, that are not directly pointed at the person. The words that fall from your lips may be directed towards another soul, and they are overheard. Example is the way to teach. Example of your own life, how you are, how you act. People are always aware of you. People see you and hear you. If you are a shining light, if you are a good person, if you are kind, tolerant, and compassionate to others and want to help when you can, if you do your very best, then others will see this. And how can you tell? How can you possibly know who is watching you and who is changing their lives because they have witnessed you? Don't you see? Many say, what am I? I do nothing in life. That is a mistaken view. You live and so you are on view. And you act out your life and others see you and hear you and some follow your example. How often is it that people wish to be like others? You see it everywhere. People follow others, words, others' views. You see a person and you admire him or her, and you wish you were like them. Well, why not try? Wishing is a wasted emotion. Wishing is wasted indeed. If you wish to be like someone, well, be that way, for you can do it. People can do whatever they wish, whether it is changing the self-image or the self-ego. No one can hold you back if you're determined to go forward. People say, but I cannot. But you can. Step by step you can go forward. So let your image shine. Do not expect it to shine all at once, but do your best, and the day will come when you will be happy that you shine, for you will find that others admire you. This is another avenue where we can fall down. When people admire us, where is the self-image? Does it become puffed up? This is a very difficult place to be when you are admired. One has to remember that you are but a person who has gained some knowledge and has acted upon it and has progressed. So help yourself humble, because humility is not the humility where you crawl around, but knowing that you are part of the whole and that there are many forces beyond yourself, mighty forces of great wonder and power. Mighty forces that you cannot even imagine. But one day you will be able to be a part of this mighty force. Then you will understand my words. All the mistakes and all the challenges you have in this world, all the puzzlement of everything, is all part of your growth. all part of that life of part of life that has to be won. Won so that you can become strong, so that your light will shine. No servant of the Father, no one gains spirituality by being in ease. How can you possibly learn if you're in ease? You learn through all your challenges, all your lovely times, all your easy times, all the days of your life you're learning. You're part of that wonderment, but only in the shadow upon this earth. But inside your soul can be gleaming. In time as you go forward and forward, you can become part of that power in ever increasing worthiness, until you have power to influence, power to shape, power to mould. When I say power to shape and mould, I do not mean that you can take over minds. I do not mean that you mould people, but power to shape and mould your own thoughts, to bring these into creation, to see your own handiwork and marvel that it can be so. To see the creations of other people who are artistic, to see the beauty that they bring forth. When you are a servant, the prizes that you will win are beyond your understanding. People say, "But I am not a servant." But you are a servant. Everyone is a servant. You serve your children. You serve your parents, your friends. You're always doing something. You are a servant. People look at their lives and they think they are nothing. But they are something. Everyone lives, and if you live then to serve, you cannot be in this life without serving one. Now do you see yourselves? Do not be afraid that you do nothing. Think if you are a mother, you serve your children and it is difficult. You have great responsibility, and so has a father. You hope your children will do well, but as they progress in life, you see that they are all different, and all take a different path. All see you differently as you see them differently, and they become men and women, and as you yourselves grow into manhood and womanhood. You see how you are different from your brother and sister. You see how you are redeveloping. You are developing each in his own way, and each of you will serve in your own way. Individually you will, and you will sometimes say, "I do nothing," but you do. Some may do more, some may do less, but you do serve. Your life is a great challenge, and if you look at the days of your life and you see the people you have touched, and you see the words that have issued from you, and the words that you have issued from them, and the words that have been issued from all over that we have met, think of your actions. What have you done on that day? I think you would be surprised, because we have lived our days and they pass and pass. But if you were more careful and thought about them and listened to yourself, and you studied your days, you would see then that you are living, because you would see that you have uttered words that serve some, hurt yourself. We never live a day but we have done things to challenge our own mind. So think about your daily life and how you go about your life, and how you are an example to your children, to your peers. You are an example. Let yourself be a wonderful example. Let yourself be shining, so that you will be happy and serene and at peace. Now, I think that is enough. I leave you with that thought to be careful of yourselves, for you are the beloved. You are the children of the most perfect love. It is as if the shining presence were hanging above you, and you are all the children, and your mind is as if it were grasping, trying to grasp part of the light. As you struggle onward, you seem to feel as if it is stronger, becoming more potent. But think of it. In all the years I have been there, I have not yet met that light. And think of all the power and how it can become stronger and stronger. Think how powerful it must be, to be so powerfully felt in so many places and yet not near us. So far and yet part of us. So much apart that we in our struggles feel that force, feel it as a conscience. A feeling we do not understand, but nevertheless it is there. So let that feeling grow and grow, so that we shall all be closer together, be a unit of power to glow in the darkness or greyness of this planet, to help the world grow into a more peaceful state. You may think we are small, but small can be powerful. You have seen it before, quietly growing, shining, and your power can influence the darkness. So be at one with all life, knowing that it is all one. Let yourself feel the pulse, the beat of existence, and flow with it, fearing nothing, knowing that in time all will be understood. I do love you most strongly. You are my brethren, and we will always belong together. Together we will explore step by step the great universe of life. Good day, my beloved. Spiritual.